they saw what seemed to be like tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. That, besides being exciting, my friends, is our scripture, Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
Dearest Lord of my life, you bring to life that which is dead. Father, as I die to self, I can be filled with your Spirit. Lord, like John the Baptist, I will say, I must decrease so that he will increase. I know that to truly live the life that you've planned for me, I must decrease. More of you, Lord, and less of me. Amen.
Today, think about John the Baptist. John knew that his life was set aside to lead others to the true source of life, Jesus Christ. What a destiny would be ours if we would realize the same thing. What a wild adventure would we know. What excitement would we see if we realized our life was not our own, nor was it our destiny. What wonders would be ours to hold. What lessons would we learn if we would walk with the brave and the bold and let that fire burn.
Today's action. As you pray today, ask God for a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Use the Believer's Prayer in Acts chapter 4 as your guide. Today's treasure is found in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 16 through 23. And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live and you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.